But they might not tell you because Tony Dalton. And then also Misha, it's a Kavod Hushaita. Anybody who wants to have Kavod, he wants honor for himself, that person is a fool. Kila Moshe, for example, Sar Godel Shalach Fakir Li'ir Echad Meha Ayore Shalom Makon Lachay. And like is a Moshe. A great officer, general, let's say, sent his subordinate officer, one of his workers, to a certain city, and the cities over which he was a ruler, a very distant place, that this pocket, this servant of his, should take care, take charge of that city. The pocket hanal, vokachi atzmai shon polakovit. This pocket came to that place, there he took for himself the whole honors. Ki ha'arelam mayadu shehu emedasa, because the people there, the ordinary guy, they didn't know that he was only a servant of this great tsar, this general. He sovereign shehu bi'atzmai asa. They thought that this pocket, this messenger, this worker, this tsar, was actually the tsar himself. When they had to come to him for anything, they fell down before his feet, they bowed to him. They gave him all the honors that are fit for the tsar. They called him with all these special honorable names that are fit for a tsar. This is what the pocket did for a while. One time, the tsar himself came there to this city. This worker, the tsar, came towards him. The tsar asked him about what's going on in this Medina, this land. Why do they find these guys here don't do their work as they should? They called one of the officers of that Medina over to him. The tsar asked him about the business in the city. This Goyish officer of the city didn't recognize the Tsar. He only recognized the pocket that was standing there, the servant of the Tsar. Take it, Nofal and Agli, our pocket, immediately he fell down before the feet of the pocket. He gave the pocket all the cover that was necessary that should be given to the Tsar. He should lay out Asik Shem, also, and he answered the pocket about his question. He gave all the cover to the pocket. The face of the pocket turned over like the bottom of a pot, like the food in the bottom of a pot when it's cooking, it turns over and over. In other words, he became so embarrassed, and his bayish miyad became very much embarrassed. There's no bigger embarrassment. In front of his master, the general, they give him this great cover, this great honor. That's the mushal. The main kavod comes only from the diva for speech. Because any organ of a person's body can go yad, for example, any yachel look like a kavod. You cannot give any kavod. Because you cannot recognize in the hand itself the form of the person, which means the form of Adam, not the leg of Adam. So to the face of a person is also not miyuchal, not special for the for a form of person, for the madrega of person. But there's an animal too that has like something like the face of a person. A monkey, for example, has sometimes the face of a person. Some people have the face of a monkey, they resemble each other. Is a gedel adam, this is not the gedel of the madrega of the highest madrega bri, which is adam. So it's not in the hand, it's not in the face, it's not in any aver, it's not in any organ of the body. Alkin in the kabal covered ki in the hadibor. Where is the shayach covered? Only from the dibor. Shemazeh mugdel ha'odam mechai. Because in the dibor, the person is separated from chai, from the next form of creation, from animal. Because chai, an animal, has all these organs, but he hasn't got the power of dibor. What makes a person a leg of odam? The power of medabit. Therefore, since the entire cover, the main cover is in the dibur, in speech, dibur speech is the throne room of the king. Because hecho is the gematria, the shem Hashem, which is the bechina of dibur, which is because of Hashem's foresight tiftah. The dibur is me Hashem. And it was since the Hechel, the Gematria Hashem, therefore the Hechel is a Dibur. So the Dibur is the Hechel HaMelech. And you can't get into the Kabbal covered the Hechel HaMelech. If he wants to get covered with the Dibur that's taking covered in the Hechel HaMelech, he's standing in the throne of Hashem, and there he wants to get Dibur, there he wants to get covered. In Bizoyan Gadol, there is no bigger embarrassment, a shame than this. You know the chusha, they're known in the actual life. The vada is bayish or evad mi oid. Certainly the slave, the servant, will soon become rich and barrass. She yachat reikul like covet god lefei amelach. But they'll want to give him covet in front of a king himself. You know the mashallah now. I was explaining in the mashallah before. Therefore, the man is a person who seeks covet is a shaita. Because the covet he gets is from the dibu, which is in the heichal amelach. It means it's the biggest embarrassment to get covet in front of his sar, in front of Hashem himself. One on one. If a person should avoid covet completely, to another he is zecher to all midas tevis and to kol tov. For Hashem.